This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. For injuries, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. So many things to tell you about. First of all, I mentioned in hour number one, the GOP primary turnout suggests the red wave in November midterm elections so far in all 10 states that have held primaries this year. Republican voters make up 60.9% of the electorate. 60.9%. I mentioned Disney has not learned their lesson yet. They launched an LGBTQ. Hey, I said that right. Clothing line for children, and they're donating all their profits to LGBTQ groups. Nothing has changed. It's not that I'm against gay rights. I'm not. It's not that I'm against gay groups. I'm not. I'm against this idiocy that your whole company is devoted in an obsession to like 5% of the population, and you don't care about the 95% that gets offended. That's the problem. You can't be, if you want to give some money to gay groups, give some money to gay groups. But make sure you give a lot of money to Christian groups and conservative groups and family groups. And stop spending your whole life bending over backwards for gay groups and for transgenders. It's ridiculous. You're bending over so far backwards, you shouldn't be called Disney anymore. You should be called Pretzel. The whole thing's a joke. You're prostituting yourselves. Don't you care about your typical customer who is generally middle class and silent majority and straight and Christian? Does that not occur to you? What's the matter with you people? Your customers, your bread and butter. My grandfather put it best. You know, he came from Germany without a nickel, and he built a little small business, a butcher store. I think there were like four or five butchers inside, including him. And he worked every day, 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, only took off on Sundays. And my grandfather said, there's only two rules in business. Number one, the customer's always right. And number two, if the customer's wrong, refer back to number one. They're right. Whether you like it or not, they're always right, or you'll go out of business. You've got to make the customer number one and always right. Well, the customer of Disney is straight and Christian and conservative and Trump-supporting, and Wayne Root-like. That's your typical Disney customer. Wayne Root and the family with a wife and kids goes to Disney. That's your typical customer. Why do you hate your own customers so much? And then I talked about Democrats' requirement that would-be gun buyers first get a license from the DOJ. And, of course, the DOJ is run by a bunch of communist traitors like Merrick Garland, so no one will ever get a license again to own a gun. We were all called conspiracy theorists when Republicans and conservatives and talk show hosts like me talked all the time about... I wasn't a guy who talked about Pizzagate, by the way. I never even mentioned it in my whole life. But I have talked about the fact there are a tremendous number of Democrats who seem to be pedophiles or, like the new Supreme Court judge, friends of pedophiles. They love pedophiles. Every ruling they make is pro-pedophile. And so it's interesting that so far this year, there have been 135 teachers and teachers' aides arrested for sex crimes. And of the 135 arrests, at least 102, or 76%, involved alleged crimes against students. So, listen, it's 117 teachers and 7 substitute teachers and 11 teachers' aides. There's a lot of pedophiles around. There's a lot of strange people who want sex with underage kids. And they're all Democrats. There's no Republicans who want that. They're all Democrats. The Democrat Party is made up of people that are either pedophiles or very friendly to pedophiles, nicer pedophiles than to you and me if we don't want an injection with the forced experimental use only COVID vaccine. That's what's so crazy about Democrats, you know? They'd like to get, their whole goal in life is to give the lightest sentence possible or let them out for pedophiles. And then if for murderers and for people who throw Molotov cocktails into police cars to try and burn policemen alive, let them right out. No bail, because they're black and they can't afford bail. So, you know, that would be racist to put up any sort of bail as a requirement to get out of prison. So everybody gets out. Everybody, especially every black criminal, gets out. Every Hispanic criminal gets out. Every person of color gets out automatically like a revolving door. But if, God forbid, Wayne Root says, I won't take the vaccine, or I do not want to wear a mask at the airport, they will drag me off and keep me in a prison cell in Washington, D.C. If I walk into a protest rally for Trump, they'll drag me off and they'll try and destroy my life and keep me from seeing my kids for the rest of my life. But real murderers, they get right out. And pedophiles, right out. That's the Democrat Party. But it's not just pedophilia nice to sex perverts for little children. They're also trying to kill children the more normal way. Don't feed them. Starve them. There's now this baby formula shortage, which was 100% caused by Joe Biden and the supply chain disaster. Joe Biden's baby formula shortage forces children to undergo surgery. So there's now children in the hospital and children undergoing surgery. You think it's a big joke now? No big deal, right? Oh, no. No big deal unless it's your baby. Joe Biden's baby formula shortage is so dire that even far-left CNN has been forced to report on the tragic fallout. But, of course, they probably blamed it on Trump. He hasn't been president now for 18 months, but they'll blame it on Trump. CNN buried the real news in its own piece. Biden's baby formula crisis is so bad, two children have been forced to undergo surgery. Breitbart News reported on two babies in Tennessee hospitalized over Joe Biden's failure to provide America's children with adequate baby formula. Now CNN tells the story of another child. Her name is Alexis Tyler. She's 3 years old, and her desperate mother has not been able to find her formula since March. Now she has to undergo surgery. Doctors will start the process of admitting Alexis to the hospital to surgically implant a tube into her stomach so her parents can feed her something else. So a three-year-old girl will be cut open and implanted with a tube to be fed through her stomach in a tube. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Children are being hospitalized and operated on because they can't get the formula they need to stay alive, and yet buried under countless paragraphs of happy talk. CNN tells these horror stories. In addition to children who need to be admitted to be fed, Dr. Lightendale says they are seeing desperate families come to the emergency room when they run out of formula and can't find any more. In terms of numbers, we certainly, you know, basically having a couple at least every day or two showing up. So the summation is at least one hospital each and every day, a couple or two are rushing into the emergency room to get their kids fed. And CNN found another child forced to undergo surgery. A baby named Clover was hospitalized three times. She wasn't getting enough to eat. Her parents couldn't find her formula. She was diagnosed with failure to thrive. The only option now is surgery, a G-tube to basically help her get the nutrition she can't take by mouth. Surgery was completed 2 days ago. This sounds like something that should be happening in Africa with starving babies. It should be happening in Haiti with starving babies. It should be happening in Mexico or Guatemala with starving babies. But it shouldn't be happening in America, should it? I mean, it's ridiculous. But Democrats love scarcity, don't they? Except for illegal aliens. They get whatever they want. Democrats love scarcity. They want less energy, less water, less free speech, less housing, smaller houses, smaller cars. And unless you're an illegal alien, less baby formula. Unbelievable. Democrats deliberately ensure we have less food, less water, less energy, less housing, and less free speech. And crippling inflation. The only thing they don't want more of, well, they don't want more of any of it. I was going to say the main thing they want more of is prosperity. They really don't want prosperity. And in San Antonio, Texas, baby formula shortage, 56% of retailers have no baby formula. Boy, is this an ad for breastfeeding, huh? This is like a complete 100% ad for breastfeeding. Well, this is all going on. Well, there's no baby formula for American babies, and they're giving it to the babies at the border. The Border Patrol union leader warns of complete control by the cartels once Title 42 ends. So, I mean, America could basically end right around May 23rd, the week of May 23rd, because that will be the end of Title 42 on May 23rd. And the border will open, and if you thought it was bad last year, wait till you see what's coming across this border. And the beauts that are coming across, you should see them. Oh, my God. It's all military-age males with 52 tattoos over their face and all over their bodies because they're all MS-13 monsters. That's what's coming across that border. And lots of mouths to feed that this country cannot afford. We're going broke. We can't afford to give $40 billion to Ukraine. After we've already given them, what, $35 billion? Now you want to give another $40 billion? You're all insane suicide bombers. And we certainly can't afford to open the borders and let the whole world of hungry mouths in, including lots of criminals and lots of gangbangers, lots of murderers, lots of drug mules. Insanity. But if you thought there was a bad shortage of baby formula now, wait till there are millions of more mouths to feed over the next year. This is just insanity squared. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans, call Mike and Brian. Now you have friends in the mortgage business. They're Wayne Root's friends. Now they're your friends. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They take care of purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and teaching you what to do next, coming from two professionals in the mortgage business for about 20 years. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They become your buddies. Mike and Brian, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with. Did a really good job and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it work for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That song is called What I've Done, and What Have You Done in Pennsylvania. It's amazing. I always say every vote counts. So if you didn't vote for Dr. Oz and you voted for one of the others, there's some also-rans. Sands, I don't even know who that is, got 72,900 votes. Bartos got 66,000 votes. Gale got 20,000 votes. And Boschetto in last place out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 candidates in last place got 1% of the vote, which is 14,000 votes. All those votes went to people that had no chance to win. No chance to win at all. And yet Dr. Oz is ahead 417,732 to 416,649. You know, he's ahead by 1,100 votes. Out of over a million cast, and yet people wasted their votes on Sands at 72,000, Bartos at 66,000, Gale at 20,000, and Bachetta at 14. So how many wasted votes is that? 70 and 60 is 130, 138, 148, 158, 168. 172,000 wasted votes with people who had zero chance of ever winning, and Oz is ahead by 1,100 votes, Dr. Oz. But the good news is, and you know I'm a Dr. Oz fan, which a lot of conservatives are not, but I'm always honest and upfront with you, and I tell you what I think. I love Dr. Oz. I think he's great, and I don't believe he'll let us down. I made him promise on this show. You heard me say, I will be the boot on your neck. If you ever turn into a liberal, if you ever move away from America First, I will become your worst enemy. And he said, I promise you that will never happen, Wade. And I take people at their word. But the good news is Michael, a fan of the show, just texted me and said, according to Nate Silver, who broke it down, McCormick cannot close the gap with the ballots outstanding.
And there's a 95% chance the recount will not change the results. And so Nate Silver believes that Trump has prevailed and Dr. Oz will win that primary. I sure hope that is correct. We shall see. But I believe he'd be a much better general election candidate against this Fetterman guy who's in the hospital getting a pacemaker put in. Who's going to vote for a guy who had a stroke getting a pacemaker put in to be a U.S. senator? Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously. You need a U.S. senator with lots of energy. You can't have guys with strokes running for U.S. Senate. But, of course, liberals will say, look at Wayne Root. What a racist. He's against stroke victims. Not against stroke victims. You can have a stroke. It's America. But you can't be a U.S. senator after you've had a stroke. I'm sorry. But you're not, at that point, healthy enough to represent in the United States Senate millions of people in the state of Pennsylvania. But let's get beyond that. Even if you are totally healthy and recovered from the stroke and the doctors claim it'll never happen again, which we know is not true because it could happen again tomorrow. Nobody can make that statement. But even if that's the case, way too liberal to represent the great people of Pennsylvania who mostly live in suburbs and rural areas. Pennsylvania is not Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. It's suburbs and rural areas. It's like where Joe Namath came from. What's the name of that town where Joe Namath came from? I'm trying to remember. It's on the tip of my tongue. I think Beaver Falls, right? Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania. That's the people of Pennsylvania. They deserve to be represented by a conservative who takes care of the silent majority. SteelsandDealsLV.com, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge here in Vegas. Vegas consumers love SteelsandDealsLV.com. LV stands for Las Vegas. But now they're going nationwide, and they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsandDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory, 50 to 80% off. Check it out. Call them. 50 to 80% off at SteelsandDealsLV.com. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas. Every product you can name for your home, your office, your patio, it's all 50 to 80% off. Everything must go. And they ship nationwide. Go to SteelsandDealsLV.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, SteelsandDealsLV.com, or head over to their physical address, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, Las Vegas, 2800 East Walnut Avenue. Chris, how much time we have left? 1 minute, all right. 2800 East Walnut Avenue, Las Vegas, 725-260-3337, SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. So the big news is Border Patrol union leader warns of complete control by the cartels once Title 42 ends. And if that isn't bad enough, the WHO, the World Health Organization, through the United Nations, wants to take over the sovereignty of the United States anytime there's a health crisis, or they claim there's a health crisis. They can lock us all down, force vaccinate us, force mask us, and ruin our lives. And what the Senate thinks of the United States, what the House thinks of the United States, what governors think, and what the President of the United States thinks, doesn't matter anymore. Our sovereignty will be gone. The WHO will be ruling our country in the name of COVID, or in the name of Ebola, or in the name of monkeypox, or in the name of climate change. I'll tell you more when we get back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Pentagon is sending Ukraine a $100 billion weapons shipment. Spokesman John Kirby saying the shipment includes howitzers, artillery components, and tactical vehicles. The United States has sent Ukraine roughly $4 billion worth of arms and equipment since the start of Russia's invasion in late February. Oklahoma's legislature passed a near-total ban on abortion, deputizing enforcement of the law to private citizens. If signed by the governor, the legislation would be the toughest in the nation, making Oklahoma the only state to currently ban abortion at any stage of pregnancy. An Oakland, Michigan County judge is ruling that Oxford High School shooting suspect Ethan Crumbley will remain in an Oakland County jail. Crumbley's trial is tentatively set for September 6th. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
otherwise known as The Root. The Root. The Root is on fire today and every day. No other radio show in America with this kind of energy. Balls to the walls, pedal to the metal. Every second of this show keeps you on the edge of your seat. Because they're taking our country away, and you better be ready to fight. You better get excited. If this doesn't get your juices going, nothing ever will. We got an interview coming up with John Paul MacIsaac, the computer store owner in Delaware, where Hunter Biden left his laptop. I'll have John Paul in just a second on the hotline. First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Projects. I know all of you have heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased Tony Curtis's property and repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, as in military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at the Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada, June 10th. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses, help support this great organization, and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. All right, our guest is here, John Paul MacIsaac, computer store owner, where Hunter Biden left his laptop. John Paul, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, sir.
My understanding from reading a lot about you is that, you know, you were a typical small businessman and successful and life was good and you had a computer store and a computer repair store, and all of a sudden this whole thing gets dropped in your lap through no fault of your own. It has nothing to do with your politics. You're not a, you know, you weren't a big conservative. You weren't trying to destroy Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. Biden just brought his laptop by to be repaired by you and left it there forever. And the rest is history, and you've been harassed ever since by liberal, loony liberals who, you know, I guess are threatening your life and threatening you. What? Tell us exactly how this all happened.
Well, in April 12th, 2019, Hunter Biden came into my shop requesting that I perform a data recovery from his three liquid damaged MacBook Pros. Make a long story short, the first one was a write-off. The second one, I gave him a keyboard because he just had some inoperable keys so he could facilitate his own backup. And the third one, I had to check in because it was in a condition that it wasn't able to be stable or powered on. So I had to do a little surgery to it to get it to a point where I could recover data from it. And instinctively, especially when I saw the Bo Biden Foundation sticker on one of the laptops and the condition he was in at the time, I felt bad for Hunter because I thought these were his deceased brother's laptops and he was just trying to get his memories recovered off of them. So I cut him a deal and I spent a little bit of extra time after work with him, getting him checked in and gave him a keyboard so he could facilitate his own backup. So I only had to bill him, you know, $85 instead of the normal $200 because I legitimately felt bad for this guy. It wasn't until the next day when I started to really recover the data and manually drag and drop that I realized that this was not his deceased brother's laptop. And then 2 weeks later, when his father announced his candidacy for president, I started to get really concerned because I had seen a lot of sensitive material on this computer, and I was just under the impression that somebody on his Secret Service team was going to be responsible for wrestling in all these devices from family members, especially considering one of these family members had a notorious reputation of illicit activity and losing devices. So I figured my days were numbered, and Secret Service was going to kick down the door and sweep this thing under the table, including me.
So what did you do with it? Tell us what you did with the laptop when Hunter never came back for it.
Well, because I had seen how weaponized the FBI had become through the Mueller investigation, and even prior that year with Roger Stone getting raided by the FBI, I was concerned that the FBI was not going to take me seriously and look to protect me or provide me any form of protection. I wanted this thing out of my shop. If there was criminal activity on it, I wanted that in the hands of the authority, and I wanted some level of protection if somebody ever came looking for it. And I didn't trust the FBI enough to go to a local bureau office in Wilmington. I instead enlisted my father, who's a career military colonel, to reach out to the Albuquerque, New Mexico FBI office to alert them to the their attention to this, the contents of the drive and also concerns for my safety. Unfortunately, the FBI slammed the door in my father's face, told him to lawyer up and never talk about this kind of stuff. So we were pretty down about that. We were hoping for a little bit more positive response. My father went to the FBI because he wanted to have protection for his son, and he was unable to do that. And this is, again, a man that gave 31 years of his life to the defense of this country. And this is the first time he tried to deal with the bureaucracy and for a noble cause, and he was shut down. So it was pretty devastating. But about a month after that, the FBI potentially came and reached out to my father in an effort to get a hold of me. By mid-November, they came to my home, and I tried to, again, give them a copy of the drive. This will be the second time we tried to give them a copy. They refused to take it. They also said that they couldn't take the computer. There were some legal concerns, but they wanted to make a forensic copy of the computer. So I agreed. I was a little reluctant. Again, I wanted this out of my store, but at least they were interested enough to make a copy. So I was kind of surprised on December 9th, 2019, when they showed up at my shop, and instead of bringing their tech guy to make a copy, they brought a subpoena requesting all of the everything that was Hunter's, the computer, his backup drive, and all the paperwork. So I'm glad they gave them everything, because that was exactly what I wanted in the first place. Unfortunately, there were some red flags during that interaction that were raised. I kind of made a joke at the end of the interaction, and I said to the agent, I was like, don't worry, lads, I'll leave your names out of the book. That's when one of the agents turned to me and said, in our experience, nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things. So
he was threatening your life, clearly, right? Well, John, he was threatening your life.
He was reminding me that nothing ever happens people that don't talk. So the other red flag was they gave me instructions that if anybody should come looking for this laptop, I'm to stall them. I'm to tell them that it's in an off-site location, collect their contact information, and then when I hang up the phone, immediately call the FBI, and they'll make an effort to get the laptop back to me so I can return it to whoever's asking for it.
I don't get it. Why, John Paul, why did they just take it? If they were so insistent that you shouldn't give it to anyone else, why did they leave it with you?
Well, no, that's the thing. They subpoenaed me for it. They took it, but as they said, if anybody came looking for it, that they would return it to me. And that told me that this thing was not going to go into an evidence envelope and be sent to a lab somewhere outside of D.C., that they were going to sit on this until the previous owner came calling for it. And this, finally, my suspicions about the FBI's agenda came to fruition when, during the impeachment trial, the laptop wasn't admitted as evidence to the president's defense. Because what I had seen on that laptop was enough justification for Donald Trump to make a phone call to Zelensky to find out, to get to the root of what the former administration is really up to in Ukraine.
It's so strange because it seems to me the FBI works for the president. So they should have been working for President Trump, not future President Biden. Biden wasn't even in office at this time. He had no political pull. He wasn't vice president. He wasn't president. Why are they worried about Biden protecting him, but they're not worried about giving the contents to the Trump administration when they work for the Trump administration? Isn't that really weird? Doesn't it sound weird to you?
No, it's very strange. The simple fact that this nation had to endure its third impeachment trial, that the national embarrassment of that alone, and it was all smoke and mirrors. It was all a political show. There was such a huge pay-for-play scheme that was being operated out of the White House at the office of the vice president that they needed to hire companies like Blue Star Strategies to manage it. Companies were hired just to manage the flow of information coming from the White House pertaining to the Ukraine being sent to a private Ukrainian citizen that works for a private Ukrainian natural gas company that just so happens to employ the vice president's son. It's appalling.
We're talking to John Paul MacIsaac, who was the computer store owner where Hunter Biden left his laptop. So all of this happened over you making $85 to repair his laptops. $85. That's what led to this entire thing.
Yeah, if he had paid his bill, then none of this would have happened. More importantly, though, I think if the FBI had done their job back in October of 2019, then I'd still have a business.
So your business is now closed, defunct, because of threats? Because of threats or because you lost customers? What happened?
Well, initially, mainstream and social media did a great job of suppressing the story. I had customers coming into the shop a couple of weeks after the New York Post broke the story. I mean, I was receiving a lot of death threats, and I was receiving a lot of hate mail at that time. But these were from people all over the country. They weren't coming into my shop. But gradually, people started to hit the news, and some people stopped coming in to get service done, and then unfortunately, people started coming in without computers, and that started to become a concern for my safety. So eventually, by November 5th, I had closed the business, so I had fled the state.
All right, John Paul MacIsaac, we're up against the news break, computer store owner where Hunter Biden left his laptop. This all started over $85, and they hounded him out of business. He did all the right things, but this is how you get treated in America when you're against the Bidens and against the Obamas and against the Clintons. John Paul MacIsaac, he did nothing wrong. Hunter Biden left him his laptop. What's he supposed to do? John, sorry for all you went through. Thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. A little housekeeping, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That is my email. For those of you who want to reach me, love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Let me know how you feel about the show, Root, and some things you'd like to hear on the show, some guests you'd like to hear on the show, some topics you'd like to hear. RootForAmerica.com is the website, RootForAmerica.com, R-O-O-T, ForAmerica.com. My name is Wayne Allyn Root. What do? I root for America all day. Easy to remember. How do you listen to the show? USARadio.com. Click on Listen Live Now, or go to RootForAmerica.com and click at the top under my national radio show or my local Vegas radio show. Or go to Odyssey. Get the Odyssey app on your phone. 40 million people listen to radio on Odyssey, shows like mine, and they got my show. They picked it up, Odyssey. Wayne Allyn Root Show is on Odyssey. And you can see my opinions all day long about the biggest news stories at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, at Wayne Root. Getter, at Wayne Root. Sponsor of this segment of the show is a guy running for United States Congress, Kyle LeBrew, a very, very special candidate out of Missouri in CD4 in Missouri, Missouri's 4th District. Kyle LeBrew is an America First conservative, a pro-Trump America First conservative, a strong, unapologetic conservative. He doesn't think we need more Republicans in Congress. We need more Republican fighters in Congress with a backbone. With balls. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle's pro-life, supports term limits, defends free speech, understands government works for the people, not the other way around. He stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress, the right kind of congressman. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. No matter where you are in America, I have listeners in all 50 states. I want every one of you to go to KyleLeBrew.com and give him a donation. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $20, $50. $100 or $1,000, KyleLeBrew.com. Give what you can to let him know. He's a big fan of Wayne Root and a big fan of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We want to show him we love him. Kyle LeBrew, LABRUE.com. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. All right, so absolutely asinine. Dr. Robert Malone, who's basically the founder of the COVID vaccines, the mRNA technology, warns against giving the WHO, the World Health Organization, the keys to the kingdom. The medical scientist said it amounted to winning one small skirmish because the last state on Wednesday, the last state to try to impose a school vaccine mandate, gave up. And so that's like winning one small skirmish in a protracted battle, he said, because the news this week was that the FDA has approved the COVID booster shots for children. And the Biden administration is proposing to give the World Health Organization the authority to declare health emergency in the USA. And he described the latter move as the U.S. giving the China-controlled WHO the keys to the kingdom. Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology used in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, pointed out there are many, many studies and much data showing children basically have zero chance, literally zero chance of severe illness or death from COVID-19. Zero chance. But they could get sick from the vaccine. He says current CDC data indicates an increased risk in children in the 5 to 11 age bracket of disease and infection if they take the vaccine. Worldwide, we've seen this remarkable trend, Dr. Malone says. I mean, I say it every day, right, on this show, but it lends it more credibility when a doctor says it, that the more of these vaccines you take, there is a dose-dependent effect of increased risk of infection, disease, hospitalization, and death. So, but the big issue is not even the death from the vaccines. It's that the WHO could just take over the United States under the guise of a health emergency. Malone shifted to this disaster. He said, we're facing something much more sinister than just the weaponization of public health to create an inverted totalitarian state here in the United States. This legislation gives the WHO Director General the unilateral power to declare a health emergency based on broad criteria that doesn't have to be made public and impose lockdowns and vaccine mandates and other measures. You know, I mean, they grossly mismanaged everything they've touched in the last 2 years, the WHO. That's why Malone says giving these people the keys to the kingdom is absolutely asinine. The U.S. government is actively trying to weaken our sovereignty. If you care about our country, if you care about your children, this is not the time to sleep or play video games. This is the time to get engaged. Become a concerned citizen. We need a second American Revolution, said Malone. Americans need to appreciate the profound wisdom of those giants who bucked a totalitarian mad king, he's talking about the founding fathers and the King of England, and gave us the incredible gift of this experiment in self-governance. If you're somebody who loves freedom and doesn't want to live a collectivist life, it's time to get off your butt and do something about it. Yeah. Between the WHO trying to take control of the sovereignty of the United States, not just in the name of health, but in the name of climate change, between that and this Title 42 that could end our border on May 23rd. May 23rd. May 23rd is next week. Could be the end of America on two different fronts. I keep saying it's death by 1,000 paper cuts. They're hitting us from 1,000 directions. Understand it is intentional. It is purposeful. It is a communist attack on the United States, as I've said for a year and a half now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.